Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
Ah, yes, he is back, the Shark, for Friday Form Focus. And what a jam-packed hour we have. We could go an hour and a half. We need to find all the winners at Caulfield on Sir Rupert Clark Stakes Day and a few of the majors in Sydney, which are absolutely mouth-watering. There's plenty of news filtering through, which I'll give you in a moment as well. But it's always good to have the Group 1 Goldmine with us every Friday.
The Shark, Mick Sharkey, for G1 Goldmine. Helping breeders make the perfect stallion choice with a custom broodmare report. G1Goldmine.com.
Sharknado, are you as excited as I am for the racing tomorrow? It looks a ripper card.
Very excited. Yes, it's a Group 1 race day. I love a big mile, oh, not big mile, but a big handicap. I love big handicaps. I love betting in those, so I'm very excited. I've got the Jackie Felgate T-shirt on, so that means that it's a special weekend as well. So we're ready to rock and roll. Well, I think, look, the sun is shining. They say rain, but I'm not feeling it. There was a bit of warmth in the air this morning as I went for my little run this morning.
They are saying
warm up for Form Focus run.
Well, we're about to have a chat to Jason Kerr because tomorrow does not look good, unfortunately. The next four or five days don't look good. So
no.
We'll find out how much is due to fall. Just a little update, though. We heard that Ayrton yesterday, which is shocking news for all the early punters who may have had a crack for Ayrton in an Epsom and the Golden Eagle, may have been bitten by a spider. He'll be vetted later this afternoon, but
gee, that's bloody terrible.
Mick Price has said, with Steve Hewlett, who's just tweeted that out, that it's unlikely that he will be heading towards the Epsom. Ooh. Very unlikely.
I wonder what the recovery is for a spider bite and if he can get back in time for a Golden Eagle.
Well, if he
misses... That's nasty, that.
I think the whole campaign would be in jeopardy.
He's such a valuable horse, and obviously the potential is untold with Ayrton.
Yep. So the quote was very doubtful for the Epsom. He needs to make a very quick recovery, and there is a chance that he could just be sent straight to the spelling paddock.
Well, let's hope that he does make that quick recovery because we want those good horses healthy and fit and well, and we need Ayrton, not only this spring but into the autumn and racing on as a gelding. These are the horses that bring crowds through the door when we can finally get back through the door.
The Epsom's looking thin this year. Now, Mwunga is the favourite. Ayrton was the favourite. He's now $6, unlikely to run. So, and there had been a school of thought earlier in the week that Mwunga may actually come to Melbourne for the Turnbull. I wonder if this news may change connections, ideas and plans, and Mwunga may stay in Sydney for the Epsom. So we'll wait and see. Other news too is that Jamie Carr will get the penalty handed down to her this morning. If we get that before the end of the show, we'll bring that to you, or Gareth Hall will, on RSN Central.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I'm disappointed about? Our listeners. The lack of winners in recent weeks. You know, we throw the doors open. We're a welcoming church here at Friday Form Focus. We like the input. We like these out wide winners. You know what? They've been bloody awful in recent weeks.
Some might say that someone on the other end has been.
No, don't worry about me. I'm holding up my end of the stick.
You got Giannis home last week. There are a flood of SMSs coming through with a lot of tips, which we'll get to soon.
This is what we like.
The best tip we need, though, is how the track and weather's going to be tomorrow. And Jason Kerr joins us. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Michael.
Beautiful sunny day today, but how much rain is expected to hit Caulfield in the next 24 hours?
Oh, they're just saying showers. It's not a great deal. They're saying one to three today, I think, and sort of, maybe a couple of showers again tomorrow. So I think in total we probably might end up with it's certainly not going to be a lot of rain. So it may just have a slight impact on the track, but it won't be massive, I wouldn't think.
Hey, Jason, the best thing is that wind, that northerly wind kicking up this afternoon and then again tomorrow around that 30 knots. You'd think that will help that drying process if we do get the bulk of the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, the wind when it gets up here in the north, it certainly dries out fairly quickly. So we irrigated the track yesterday. We put on 8 millimetres. It's absolutely perfect at the moment. I've just sort of come in off it. rated at good four, but it's certainly well into the good four range. So it'll dry out a little bit today with the wind, as you said, Mick, and then a little shower across possibly tonight and tomorrow. So I think it's going to land very close to a good four tomorrow. And if we get the higher end of the showers of the forecast, it might just slip into that soft five range. But rail out to six is in excellent order.
All right, rail out six tomorrow, track in perfect conditions. All we need from you now is a winner.
I need one as well. So I'll pick a Felric, hard to pronounce, but James Cummings, a Felric in his prelude. I think the Oliver's on fire and might be my Guineas horse, I think. So I'll be my tip tomorrow.
Gee, all right. You're going to go for the stable mate in the Guineas, not Animo. Felric. All right. Ollie on board tomorrow. A nice price as well.
Tuesday morning, and I think he was amongst them, so he's had a look around the place. I think he might be up around the mark tomorrow.
All right. Very good. Good luck tomorrow, Jase.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Mick.
Gee, there's a few here saying pot calling the kettle black. That's from the Prez with your call at the...
Well, the Prez hasn't been listening. The Prez hasn't been listening. You've got to listen, Prez. The winners have been there. You've just got to filter through the tangents and you'll find them.
This is a little cheeky. Ted said even a spider goes fast on the net. And methinks Ted lost his money on it last...
Pocket talking there, Teddy boy.
Hey, let's get into the first race. We want to get through these nice and swiftly because there is so much to get through today. And I want to spend a bit of time on the features at Caulfield and also the races up north in Sydney. Tomorrow at the first race... Interesting little event here because we get to see what some are saying is the next star out of Tassie, and that is Hela. We've only seen on one occasion over on the mainland. Things didn't go right over in South Australia. $3.70, first up over 1,200 metres. We can scratch Vongole, the Gouch $4.80, Pride of Jenny $4.80, Crestani $6.50. Dino's mate Hela, one of his best of the day. 7 from 8. This is what Scotty Brunton had to say to Gareth Hall a little earlier in the week.
She's in good order. Look, she had a soft trial last Tuesday at Stall. She was really good. Had a good grass gun yesterday morning at Ballarat. I could be happier with the way she's come through that.
Can she win on Saturday?
Yeah, she'll be very hard to beat.
He's a good judge, Scotty. $3.70. It has firmed in the last 24 hours. Is she who you want to be with, 1,200 first up?
Not for me. I want to see her come.
You're not
over
a fan
here
of Tassie form, are you?
Look, I am.
No, you're not. You're potted.
But
Mystic
I like
Journey,
to just see it.
Still
just,
a star.
I like to see it in front of me. She looks a very good 1,400 metre, 1,600 metre horse. I know she's won over shorter distances. Don't at me, but I want to see her come over here and do it before I start tumbling into the Hela train. So far, her sprint form's been in a maiden and a class one. Let's just, in Tassie. Yeah. Let's just see how she goes over here.
Stab for Tassie form, the good horses are very good horses.
Well, they are. Yes. We've only seen her once on the mainland. That was in the Oaks won by Media Award. And
total forget.
Yeah. Why is that?
Oh, she was just over the top. She may have been ridden a little aggressively as well. So I think she's going to be hard to beat. But first up 1,200 is the question. Pride of Jenny is a very good horse. We're going to have a chat to Simon Wild a little later to get some insight, but do you give her a good chance tomorrow?
Well, I haven't been able to find a jump out for Pride of Jenny, so you would expect, unless she's had a little cheeky one somewhere, that she would be mad fresh here for the 12. I think she is well weighted in this race at her best, but I'd love to hear from Simon how fit she is. I sort of look to a couple of the more natural sprinters in this race. Dirty Thoughts, who's going well without winning. 1,200, I think, is probably stretching her just a little bit, but she's fit. She's got good form around second slip and then was really tough in that Caulfield race here last time, 1,100, against virtually similar sort of opposition. The Gouch... Now, he was favourite in that race, and the market was a bit funny on him. I don't think they quite knew what to do with him when he, as they got closer to race time. He was there with every chance. He just didn't really ping that last bit and was kind of wanting to lay on horses and just got into a bit of an awkward spot racing tight that last 150. I think he's better at 1,200 and he's unbeaten second up. So they'd be the two I'd be working to turn over Hela.
Okay, just Richie Bear Robinson.
The Bear?
He might actually be in the part ownership.
But if the Bear's from Tassie,
if he's
he?
Not, he owns pretty much every other horse, as Scotty Brunton said. Almost tore a hamstring. So total forgive.
Almost tore a hamstring.
Yeah. was a really bad hamstring strain. So
I've nearly torn a hamstring. Just still kicked three one day
you
at Red Hill.
You won't be allowed back into Tasmania the way you're going, potting all
the
horses.
I was on one leg, still kicked three.
All right.
You know, hello, what are you doing?
Who are we backing in the first?
We're not betting in the first.
Not one of these.
Gouch is on top. No,
not,
don't worry about
one
of these.
Days.
Hey, listen, we're going to unleash here today. Let's warm up into the day, right? I know you get itchy fingers. You know, the kids are annoying
boring.
You and Jackie's annoying you and you just
want
to punt. You just want to punt
you
and
have
go
a
hard
bet.
And punt.
All right.
You need a man cave. That's what you need, brother.
Splinters.
You need a man cave.
Splinters, Shark, nothing in the first. Hey, Sharky, Giannis and Converge heading to the Victoria Derby. You said...
I don't think Giannis is.
It not? Okay.
Giannis is going Golden Rose and Guineas.
All right. Bad luck. I think Scooby was excited. He might have backed it in the Derby.
Yeah, no.
A few other SMSs coming through here. We'll get to a little bit later about incentivise. There's one here, non-conformist. Hey, I'm no Warren Huntley, but I thought Heller's jump out was fair at best. That's from Matt at Vermont.
Yeah, good eyes, Matt.
All right, well, we'll see how it plays out tomorrow. Race number two. Let's keep moving. No scratchings at the moment. Etheri, $3.90. Wisdom of Water, Annabelle Neesham, interesting runner at $4. Pandemic for the Omen punters, $4.20. He's a bolter with the picket fence, $5.50. And Dino this morning made William Thomas his rammer roughie.
Right.
Who are you with?
The interesting part of this race is no speed. Wisdom of Water has raced on speed and has had a tendency to sort of go maybe a little bit quickly in the past, but it looks like Annabelle's got him settling now and wanting to come in behind horses. Maybe he was unlucky last time. Could have got out and had a run earlier, but he went to the line alongside Fine Dane and Sir Callahad. Don't know if that's screamingly good form. Ocean Beyond is an interesting horse. It looks like he's starting to thicken up a bit. And I thought his two jump outs alongside like Be Good to Your Mother and those sort of, they've come through similar trials down there. I thought he's looked good. He might find himself right there on speed, but I'm struggling to find a leader here. Might be the horse with the best little zippy turn of foot late, and that could be Pandemic. We know he's got that ability to quicken off a moderate sort of tempo. I thought the trials at Hawkesbury and Wyong were good enough. He might be the one to spec here. Sort of working around a theory. I can't back mares off a poor prep. When they're first up, I don't care how well they trial or anything like that. I like to see them come back and race to their best before I tumble into them. Her last prep was below average for her.
All right. What do you think about William Thomas then, the Rammer Ruffy?
William Thomas is that sort of horse that, you know, Caulfield, 1,100 metres. He always runs well. Like, he always runs a good race at that track and trip. This is the right sort of grade for him, I think, coming back from that Group 3 level in the Monash and the Bletchingley, but he's putting up a few placed runs more than wins now, I've noticed.
So what's the bet?
With William. William's also had a change of stable.
First
Have you noticed that?
First up for Lindsay Smith.
A mid-prep change. Always interesting. Lindsay doesn't often get them winning first up. That would be the other thing I'd note too.
Well, you say mid-prep. It hasn't run since the 24th of July, so it is a little bit of time in between. Who are we betting?
Pandemic. Little speck on
betting
pandemic.
On Pandemic at 4:20.
Not super confident, just a little luck tester.
Now, I've got some breaking news coming through. The Jamie Carr penalty has just been handed down, and she's been given an extra 2-month suspension for the false and misleading evidence. So that's 5 months in total. It's a big, big whack.
That is a
five
massive
months
whack.
In total, including the Spring Carnival. So we won't see Jamie Carr now until February, I would say, end of January or February. So that is to be served on top of the previous 3 months suspension. So 5 months in total for Jamie Carr. Ben Mellum and also Ethan Brown's hearing continues a little later today.
You know what? The stewards are making a statement there, and they've been often criticised, the Racing Victoria stewards, for different aspects of their work. Maybe they're making a statement here that, harsh penalty time. That's a big penalty.
Well, I don't know whether you can really argue with too much from what the rest of the penalties have been handed down in regards to the false and misleading evidence, despite what their defence teams have put up. Hey, Blue Eyes and Sharknado, I part-owned Jawal today in the Federal at Queanbeyan Race 5. Is an utter moral.
Is that Mitch
Sit,
Beard's
steer,
horse?
Stand and cheer. I think it is. $2.70. So there you go, punters.
An
Jawal
utter
today.
Moral.
Utter moral. Moral. Utter moral today at $2.70.
So who is that from?
No, nameless, actually. Come back and give us your name. But a part owner has texted that in.
Well, you know what? Good luck to them. Because it takes a brave person to declare something an utter moral.
Race 3 is the first of the preludes. This is the off-the-track community TG prelude for the fillies. Now, this is a Group 2. We have this conversation every year. The boys are a Group 3. They're both worth $300,000, but I think it's fair to say that both editions this year are probably thin. Because we don't have a great crop of three-year-olds at the moment, and a lot of the big guns have taken different paths. So big opportunity for a few of these connections and owners to get some black type and a good payday tomorrow. Heresy stands out, doesn't she, with the form line behind the boys. $2.50. It's a pretty tight price, though. Would you be wanting to back Heresy at $2.50?
I don't think she'll win. I'm working around her. I'm sketchy on whether she's going to run a good 1400. Street Boss, not really known for his horses that get, you know, beyond true sprint distances. And her mum, Montsegur, was a really sharp sort of 1,000 to 1,200-metre horse. They tried her once at 14. She led to about the 2, and then she fell in a hole. So I am working right around Heresy. My best bet of the day is in this race, and I am very, very confident that the exotics will pay very well in this race, because there are a couple of big odds that should not be big odds. Number 7, Devout Hero, will be winning this. She is a very good filly.
$8.50.
Yep, her debut win at Geelong was super. She went to Sandown Lakeside. It was almost like she was in too good a spot. Luke Curry just kind of found himself with horses around him that weren't going anywhere, and he had to go back in reverse, come back around them, and then get out and hit the line. I thought that Prince Alexander form is pretty solid. He's putting up a nice little record to date. Just a tribute's run well in town. She was great from the back of the field in that race. She won't be that far back from 4 here. I think she's the ideal candidate going towards 1,000 guineas at a price. I'm on at 51s. I'm on at 10 bucks here. She is an each-way bet to nothing. Giddy up.
So you're on at 51 in the 1,000 guineas. Is she still 51?
Oh, yeah, she probably deserves to be at the moment. Like, and if she comes out and runs well in this, her price probably halves, but I don't think she ends up being favourite, and I'm certainly not saying she wins the 1,000 guineas, but I think that is a generous quote.
All right, so she's 51 for the 1,000 guineas, 8.50 tomorrow, and I think the quote was she just wins.
I think she does.
So it's a back the truck up at $8.50.
Yeah, I really like her. I don't think you can miss each way, honestly. Like, Heresy, I'm going to risk her at the trip. Scorched Earth, I'm going to risk her at the trip. Morioka, yeah. Bonza Perla is a really nice filly, and she's got that same Devout Hero form line, so she's definitely in the game.
$34.
Elusive Express, great run, fresh at off a little freshen up at Bendigo on a heavy track, didn't suit her. She will run a really good race. Extra Gear, not for me. Ancient Girl, well, I've heard a few kicking up for her. I can't have it. And down the bottom, Daisies will run
now,
a really good race.
You do
because
know
it's named Daisies, I have to back it.
Now,
my daughter's named Daisy.
Just having you do understand who owns this horse, don't you?
Who's that?
The .com team.
Oh, they all own it. Yeah, I know.
So,
look at the pedigree on it too. Gee, they've got some money. They must be paying well there.
Hutchie, BZ, or Grace, send us through a text message.
I didn't realise that that Hutchie and Grace and BZ were on that sort of coin, running around with Newgate and those sort of people,
big,
you know,
dollars.
Racing horses. That's big,
big
money.
Dollars.
So, China Horse Club, and, just
and,
straight
and you've
in,
declared
you know?
They're going to win the Caulfield Guineas.
No.
Imagine what this horse will be worth then.
I think
then.
They'll win this race.
All right.
Hutchie will be choking on his morning city.
$8.50. All right. Hi, boys. Got an SMS here. Devout Hero was declared by one of the... Oh, I've just lost the SMS. Where is it? Was declared by one of the part owners. I'll get that back up for you and find out which of the past... part owners was. Here we go. Hutchie on Get On last night. I didn't see Get On last night. All right. So Hutchie's already let the cat out of the bag. Good on you, Hutchie, on .com on Get On last night. All right, so there you go. This could be a big day for the .com team on Saturday. A special from Sharky. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for them at $8.50.
I can stop them.
Let's quickly do the other prelude before we take a break. And this is for the boys. And in this race, I'm looking forward to seeing how we line up the form here of Alpine Edge, who's the favourite at $4.40. Military Expert, I thought, ran really well in Kembla. This is the merging of all these form lines. River Plate, who comes through the provincials as well. Lightsaber saved last week. And Brigantine as well. And Timson.
Best maiden win I've seen this year.
Unbelievable. Well,
best maiden win I have seen in 2021.
Simon Wild will give us a good oil on that. But if you haven't had a look at its win on debut at Caston.
Ginormous.
But can it go from a Caston maiden to a Group 3, $300,000 race?
Well, I think it's a there's a tail to this race, let's be honest. Alpine Edge, really nice horse. Group 3 winning 2-year-old. Second to Shakiro, unfortunately, in the Magic Millions when I was on. Todman probably had enough. I thought its two runs back to G up for a race like this have been really good in Queensland. The first up win was huge, was 60. And then he gave 4 kilos to a handy horse in Star Tonte's last time. And it got the run on it, and Star Tonte's kicked back on the inside and just got it. She's a useful sort of filly. She's won 3 in a row up there. I think she's won something like 5 out of 6, but something like that, Star Tonte. She's pretty handy. That's the sort of benchmark level. But are these ones down towards the bottom potentially as good? River Plate's debut in New Zealand behind a really good horse was excellent, and then smacked the line in a maiden that was really strong. I know they've got a really good opinion of Draft Day.
Well, the third horse came out and won really impressively.
Yeah, Prowling won its next start. Growl will win its next start. I think it's in today, Growl, actually. It might be a Friday bet. I reckon I saw Growl somewhere today. It'll win today. And they ran faster than the benchmark 70 on the day. So there's good form, good time from that race. He's right in the game. Timson, as we mentioned, do yourself a favour, Molly Meldrum style. Go and watch the replay of Timson at Casterton. Fair dinkum at the 300 metres. I don't know what the Betfair in-run market would be, but I'm tipping he was a big price. He absolutely hammered home. And that there was money for him on the day too. So that tells us that Simon Wild knows it's got better than average ability. Very interesting little race. I don't know if I want to bet here. Lightsaber looks like he's been primed up for this. Yeah. He's going to get some pressure on speed, I reckon, Lightsaber, from
would
the
any
likes
of these,
of Military Expert Bifrost.
Would you give any of these a chance in a Guineas?
Probably not.
Okay.
But doesn't matter. They're here in a Group 3. There's a good carrot on the line for them in this race. There's horses here that might have some Hong Kong interest going forward. So, yeah, really important that a lot of these run well.
Watch and wait. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I could probably spec... what price Lightsaber? $6?
$6.50.
And River Plate?
$5.
I could have a little win after Devout Hero gets the job done. We're going to have a little bit to play with, so I might have a couple little win bets on those two and just try my luck.
All right.
One on speed, one coming from behind.
All right, 4 races down. We've got a big 9 race card to get through at Caulfield. We'll look at the features in Sydney. I'll get to those SMSs and Simon Wild still to come. It's a jam-packed Friday. Form Focus.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. The SMS machine is blowing up. There are so many tips coming through. I can't get through them all. I'll try and get through a few, though. Hi, boys. I never do this. I've got one for you today.
Oh, yes.
Eagle Farm, race 4, number 1. There are a few first starters in the race, but the stable's got a really high opinion. By the way, I had my first winner, Sharky, yesterday.
Hey.
Mount Buller, and I've got Heritage Dance in the first at Tatura tomorrow. That's the Prez. So race 4, number 1, is a horse called Ahead, Kelly Schweder. It's $17. Race 4, number 1, Eagle Farm. There's another one.
Is it? 17
here.
Bucks.
Another one here saying, hey, boys, whatever you do on a Friday, just roll all your multis into Geelong Dogs tonight.
Yes.
Race 2, number 1, Contour. First starter, Moral, at $1.80. 80. So if you like the greys,
sort of filth
race
that we
to
like.
Number 7, a little something there. I'll get to a few other SMSs in a moment. Let's get to race number 5, which is the Pinchy Poo Plate. Great day tomorrow. The MRC Foundation looking after so many charities. They're all aligned in the MRC Foundation Cup to an individual charity, the horse, and if that horse wins or places, they get a huge donation. So it is one of the great charitable race days. And the MRC Foundation do such an amazing job. So well done to everyone involved there as well. Tomorrow, race 5, though, let's have a look at it and see what the market is doing. There's a few interesting runners resuming here. General Bo, $4. I thought he was a touch disappointing last start, but he drops back to the 1,000. Big boom on Ranvia, $4.60. And Starry Legend has another big boom. And I caught up with John Sadler earlier in the week. I asked him about Starry Legend. He said, I think he'll win first up. $6, Fake Love, $6.50, and Forbes is the other X factor at $7. Which way are you going, Sharky?
Lots and lots and lots of speed in this race. General Bo, Starry Legend, Fake Love, See You in Spring. They all like to get out and get going. Does that mean it's a fast run race and they run the back markers off their legs, or do they get swamped late? I am very interested in Starry Legend because he's a fast horse. And fast horses that are let to be fast, which he has been to this point of his life, are very, very hard to catch. I thought his jump out at Caulfield when he went to the line alongside Profiteer and I'm Thunderstruck, just sort of tugging up on their outside, just finishing off late. I thought that was a very strong heat. He ran really well. That'll tidy him up nicely for this. He's had a couple of jump outs to be ready for this. I think it's been a target race that John Sadler might have identified. He will be the hardest to run down. The horse in the race, that if he gets out the $10 or something like that, that I could maybe have a little saving bet on for a smaller profit, is Forbes. Now, this horse started favourite against Animo in a Merson Cooper.
And to be honest, it looked like he was home.
Mm-hmm.
Animo just got him on the last hop.
It did.
Because the spruik was big.
It was big.
And I was on. So I remember it vividly.
Now, he went to Canterbury on a nondescript late February night meeting, I think it was, or a twilight meeting, and was out $1.50 favourite and was rolled and was quite poor, actually. He was in a really good spot and he just went sort of backwards.
He's had barrier issues.
He's had barrier issues. It can be a little slow away, but you look at the gear changes here, crossover noseband, tongue control bit. I'm wondering in that Canterbury race if he swallowed his tongue or got the tongue back over and blocked his airway because he stopped like, you know, something had gone wrong. No mention in the Stewart's report of any soreness or bleed or anything like that. So I'm thinking he might have blocked his airway. That tongue might have got back into the wrong spot. He bombed a Cranbourne trial recently by 10 lengths and was out of the picture, but made that much ground. He was finishing over them at the end, running fifth in that field, and was under a hold. So there is clearly a serious engine there with Forbes.
They thought,
but he does a lot wrong, so there's an element of risk.
They thought he was their blue diamond
and
slipper horse, not Artorias, when he first came into work.
He was the one. He was the one. So I'm wary of what Forbes potentially could do, but I'm also wary of his antics. He's a little bit enigmatic. A bit like you.
So are we backing Starry Legend at $6?
I think we're backing Starry Legend at $6. I'm happy to have a little try at that because I just think he's a really fast horse. And I reckon horses like General Bo, we know where they're at. See You in Spring. Like, they've sort of found their level. Ashima down the bottom is one to keep an eye on for those filly sprints. I mean, she'll be really strong late, but she might be a horse we can follow into a little 1,200-metre race during the Caulfield Carnival, something like that.
All right. No Ranvier?
Let's have a look at Ranvier.
Okay.
Spider, wide, cover some ground here.
Spider from Blair Gowrie's having a little crack. He said, mate, can you get Sharky just to tip one horse instead of five in a race?
No, Spider. That's not how I play. This is not, you know, give me your top four numbers and everything. This is me firing stuff out there. So, Spider, get on board, son. Embrace it.
Spider might be in a bit of strife today after what happened to Ayrton. Race number 6.
Yeah, that's true.
First leg of the quaddie. Now, do we show some guts and intestinal fortitude?
What do we show some guts?
And go one out in the first leg of the quaddie. Is Ana Visto a good thing? Is Ana Visto the good thing of the day? $2.30.
Holy dooly.
Ecumenical, 650. Aidensfield, 750. Snickerdoodle Dandy, I would be putting it in. It was a sneaky little run last start. And I think Team Moody have got a big opinion of Snickerdoodle Dandy at $8.
Funny you mention that. It is my top pick at $8. Mm. I think she's a great each-way bet. And that run did not sneak under my radar. I spotted that in the Cochrane and I thought, ooh, where are you going next time? Does improve. Second up, 2 from 3. The other second up run was a really good second last prep, I think, over here when she ran second at Flemington, I reckon, behind Standoff. That was second up. Yes, it was. I think she will be very, very hard to beat in this race. Love her here. Ana Visto goes in. But Ana Visto, a bit like a horse in the previous race, although not to that level, she just does a little bit wrong. She just wanted to run in behind Turath a bit last time. I know she chased her late and got very close to her and everything like that, and Turath's gone and won again.
Still bad form line.
Yeah, and that's why she's short in the market. Is she a horse you'd take one out? No. I think you have to have some company for Ana Visto in the quaddie. Can win, but yeah, she's not a one-out
So
you're horse.
Going to put her in?
Ana Visto goes in.
Not like Incentivised last week. You're going to put Ana Visto in?
Ana Visto goes in. Okay. Yeah. I ended up having a quaddie with Incentivised
You better not say that. Chris from Mount Waverley said, you haven't mentioned Incentivised yet. We want an apology from Shark. And then you tell everyone that. You said, don't put him in the quaddie to the RSN listeners, yet you put him in a quaddie for you.
Yeah, I put him in one out, but I didn't get the quaddie, so that's called karma right there. But I'd had a conversation with somebody post-radio that might have just informed me of some things, and yeah, I just thought, oh, okay, I better just do something. Ana Visto goes in the quaddie, number 3. Number 5, Ecumenical goes in. Number 7, Snickerdoodle Dandy goes in. And the one with, I think she should still have a little bit of residual fitness, although we haven't seen her from April, is number 1, Star-El. Didn't it just elevate last preparation from a vanity placing?
It's 40-1.
Won the CUNY, ran 5th in the Vinery. Then they dropped her back against the older mares in the Queen of the Turf. She ran a great race there. I think 50-1 is ridiculous given that Group 1 form. Just throw her in. Just dip her in.
All right.
The Star of Giselle, her mum, was sharp early in her career.
All right. Quick, we got Simon Wild. Give us your numbers.
1, 3, 5, and 7.
1, 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
The 1, which is Star-El at $41. 3, Ana Visto, the favourite. The 5, which is Ecumenical. And 7, Snickerdoodle Dandy. Let's have a chat to Simon Wild because he's trying to win a ticket to the Caulfield Cup. Would he take the Caulfield Cup ticket with Charlie Rose? Or would he still be heading to the Bart Cummings to try and win away into the Melbourne Cup? And he's got a couple of really nice, promising young gallopers in action as well. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, boys.
How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's great to be part of the action at this time of the spring. The weather's good. Things couldn't be better, really.
You must be wrapped with barrier 2 for Charlie Rose. She looks like she's going to get the perfect trail again.
Yeah, it looks like she is going to get a good run. She was surprisingly quite quick out of the gate, first up in the Heatherly, and you know that'll be great for her going forward. She'll be able to take up positions if we need to, you know, in a couple of those mile and a half races. She did settle midfield, so she's quite versatile, and I think she can make use of a good barrier. I'm sort of hoping that's the case. And then it sort of offsets tempo to an extent. You know, if there's no tempo, she can be forward, and if they do run it along, then she can drift back a bit. But I think ideally for her, a really fast race is when she'll excel. You know, I think that's the ideal scenario for her.
What is her best distance, Simon? Because she's run so well fresh in a 1,700-metre handicap, which was a decent field. You'd say it was comparable to a field like this, but she's also run well out to 28, 26. She's a 7-length winner over 2,800 metres. She's not your typical stayer by the looks of it. She seems to have more speed.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the Heatherly, you know, it might have flattered her a little bit. I don't think there was a whole lot of tempo, and she settled forward, and, you know, the race didn't change all that much. You know, perhaps that was a little bit flattering for her, but I believe she's an out-and-out stayer. I think a mile and a half plus is her, you know, that's going to be right in her wheelhouse. She's got a beautiful long stride. She's clean-winded. You know, so I really do think mile and a half and beyond is where she'll be at her best.
So do you think she can generally win tomorrow? She's second favourite if 2,000 in your mind is a bit short for her still.
Yeah, funnily enough, I don't think she's ever run over 2,000 metres, but I think, you know, obviously that little bit of a step up in trip is perfect. Second up, you know, I think she's got the benefit of that run under her belt. She's got a good barrier. I'm really happy with her. She's, you know, she's a lot bigger and stronger this time. And she's coping with the work a lot better as well. You know, she's eating really well. And so I'm really pleased with the horse. And, yeah, I think if she gets a good run, I think she can definitely win the race. You know, but her main aim, the whole preparation has been the Bart Cummings. So, you know, that's the race we're trying to peak her for. And that's when I think she'll be at her absolute best. But that's not to say she can run a really bold race tomorrow, because, you know, we did go first up thinking if she ran a nice fourth or fifth, we'd be happy. And we went away from the race thinking, gee, she nearly could have won it. So, yeah, she does seem to be in really good form.
So if she does win, would you bypass the ticket into the Caulfield Cup and keep that focus on the Bart Cummings?
Well, that's the tough thing. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves or anything, but if that scenario did happen, I'd have to give it careful consideration on whether it would be worth going to the Caulfield Cup. To me, it's all about trying to get her in the Melbourne Cup. So, you know, we would have to weigh everything up and see if she did. I don't know whether she didn't get a penalty for that race, but, you know, for the naturalism. So, yeah, we'd have some thinking to do anyway, but it would be a nice problem.
Now, Simon, I need to ask you about a horse that I saw at Castanon, and I reckon this is the best maiden win I've seen all year, Timson. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, look, he took us by surprise a little bit. We went there thinking he'd run very, very well, and, you know, halfway through the race, he looked a little bit green. He was off the bridle, but his finale was, you know, it was quite exceptional. It's very, you know, very hard to win from at Castanon from that far back, and yeah, we were quite taken with his win, actually. And that's why we're throwing him in the deep end a little bit. He, you know, on Saturday, I think, I'm sure he'll improve. You know, the run will have done him the world of good. He seems to have trained on, and we just thought it might be a good opportunity. You know, he looks like 1,400 metres won't be a problem. And, you know, we just thought we'd throw him in. So we're sort of crossing our fingers a little bit, hoping he's improved. But yeah, look, it was a pretty good win, and it probably just slightly exceeded what we thought he was going to do.
And a quick one on Pride of Jenny in the first. Has there been a sneaky jump out or something that we've missed, or is she mad fresh for this?
No, she hasn't had a jump out. She's done all her work. We've taken away for gallops, so she's done plenty of work. Yeah, surprised to see her, you know, so short. But she is a good horse on her day. She's quite talented, and you know, I think she'll run very well. I think 1,400 to a mile might be where, you know, she's probably at her best, and this run will definitely top her off for that. But you know, I think she can pull a run out fresh, and she's reasonably fit. So, you know, again, if she gets a nice run in the race, it wouldn't surprise to see her run very well.
I was hoping you'd give us a Friday good thing, but you scratched Gundeck today as well. So, what are we doing over the weekend? What's the best from the team?
Oh, look, we just had to pull Gundeck out, I think, from that gate. It just would have been a pretty hard watch. He'll go to the Derby trial. Yeah, look, I think possibly O'Reilly McLuke trialled very well, and if they get rain, that'll enhance his chances a lot. I think there's a little bit of rain forecast, and he's very reliable. He's drawn a good gate. He's reliable. He'll jump well and travel. So he'll put himself in a good position, and if any of the others get bad luck, I'd say he'd be going pretty close.
Good on you, Simon. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Riley McLuke, race 8, number 2. $5.52. That might be a nice play. All right, Sharky, time's on the wind. We always run out of time, especially when we've got
just
so many
so
good
much
races.
Fun.
How many do we need in this Foundation Cup? I was really keen on Charlie Rose early doors, but the more I look at the race, I think this is just tailor-made, and it's non-conformist time to shine.
It is time. This is the moment for non-conformist. I think this is his race to lose. And because it's such an even race and there's so many good horses in it, you're getting a decent price.
Yep.
I think he's the bet in the race. He is the key runner in the quaddy. I reckon if you like taking quaddies with a, you know, couple, maybe try and find one to go one out on, I'll have one with him one out this weekend. Now, I'm only throwing a couple of others in with this horse. 2, Angel of Truth, who looks ready. 4, Delphi, who continues to run sneaky good races. First up in Australia was Sneaky Good. Second up here was also Sneaky Good. Look for him to start to really go forward now, 2,000 metres plus, like this horse. And Nonconformist 11. That is all I'm putting in. 2, 4, 11.
Yeah, there's a few SMSs. Max Bet, Nonconformist. Nonconformist is the back up the truck bet of the day. Dave from Keelor. I think there'll be a few in your camp. And I think he'll continue to firm. He was. You could have got 550, I think, yesterday. He's now under $5.
But so. You must watch this race. I know it sounds weird, but this will be a Melbourne Cup form guide because you have horses. Well, you've got a Melbourne Cup winner in there, Varun Declare. But you've got horses like Delphi. You've got horses like...
A Maid?
Yeah, A Maid. Let's see A Maid do it. Mm. Grand Promenade. This is the tidy up before the Bart Cummings for that horse. Realm of Flowers is in contention.
The winner does get a ticket into the Caulfield Cup.
Yes, but there are a couple there that I just think this is the clean-up race before they go a mile and a half and try and win their way into the Melbourne Cup. Bart Cummings is going to be super race.
Quick break. Back with the Group 1, the Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes, and the best
inside
in Sydney
the
as well.
Weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus. The feature is the Group 1 Ned Sir Rupert Clarke Stakes over 1,400 metres. And it's one of the best additions we've seen. The market has equal favourites now. Gee, it's been bouncing around. Probabil, $4.80. Bo Rossa, $4.80. Behemoth at $5.50. I'm Thunderstruck, still waiting for a run. The first emergency's at $8. Sierra Sue, $11. And then we're out to Amish Boy at $13. Dice Roll, $16. The big three in the market, are they the big three that you think are the ones to beat?
Yes, to a degree. To a degree. Oh, Behemoth with the weight worries me at first look, as does Probabil. Like, Probabil's got to break a mare's weight-carrying record. Behemoth, 59. Like, it's not a postage stamp. I know he's a big, strong horse, but others are weighted away from him. Like, so, yes, he can carry 59, but what about horses with 52? He's going to give him 7 kegs and some of them a head start. So I don't think it's super straightforward. Bo Rossa is my pick. I love the progression this prep. You knew he was in form and he won the Lightning, underdone on a heavy 10. The Spring Stakes, he had Behemoth basically beaten everywhere except on the line and raced him at level weights. The Memsey, similar situation, got a half a kilo off him, pushed him to a half head. The handicap is there in his favour this time around. The Memsey weight for age, back to handicap, that form line works a lot in this race. It really does. He is the win bet and the top pick in this race.
$4.80, barrier one.
I think that's okay because he does have gate speed. He can sit handy. I don't think they're going to all hug the rail. I reckon they'll spread from the top of the straight. And look, it's up to Linda Meach just to angle away on whatever path she sees fit to take. By this point of the day, we'll know where the best ground is.
And what a story it would be for Linda Meach. She would become the first mum.
Oh, how good.
To ride a Group 1 winner. She's just come back from having a little boy, Jonathan, I think, recently. So, of the Pulse, read the Pulse today, rsn.net.au, my little column. I've done a piece on Linda Meach, and there is a New Zealand jockey who has also won a Group 1 as a mum. But for Linda Meach to come back so quickly and to possibly win a Group 1 as a mother, just remarkable.
Absolutely amazing. We saw that during the Olympics, didn't we, with a few of the track and field, particularly the sprinters that are mums and well in their 30s, and they've run and won gold medals or whatever else. So it was, yeah, it's incredible. It's great, great storyline in sport at the moment.
So you're backing Bo Rossa. Is it a one-bet strategy?
There are a couple down in the weights that I reckon we should look at. Dice Roll is one of those horses. First prep in Australia was very, very good. 1,400, I know Nick Ryan sort of thought a mile would be his better trip, but what we've seen so far, you would say 1,400 is like, he's 3 for 3 in Australia at 14. It's pretty good. And he was getting up in the weights in those sort of races, you know, that handicap he ran in towards the end, 59, 52.5 fresh. He looks really dangerous.
He's going to get a good run.
Yeah, he looks really dangerous.
Is this going to be really fast speed with Buffalo River?
Buffalo River, they've in the past, they've had him there, but they've, like, last couple of preps, have been happy to be led. You know, he still goes along at a good tempo, but you've got a horse called Groundswell who likes to lead. That's pretty much his go. Now, think back to horses like Dollar for Dollar, etc., that have jumped, led, with no weight, come around that corner and put up 2 lengths. I could see Groundswell running a really good race at a big price here.
Gee, there's one you haven't mentioned.
Asa. He's in the game.
Well, you were getting to him.
He's in the game. Each way, I think he'll run really well. I think Ben and JD have got the horse fit. This is the race we've targeted and hoped he'd run really well in. He's going to need a little bit of luck from 13. We wanted him to draw outside horses because if you look back at his form, he goes better when he's outside horses. So we're hopeful of a really good run. I'm not going to sit here and say have something on. Well, you can have something on him at the price. I think he's an each way price at 40s. You could try. But look, if he runs top five, we'll be stoked.
All right, quaddy numbers in the Group 1, Sir Rupert Clark.
1, 2, 5, 8. Got to put ASAR in, number 9. And 14, dice roll.
So 1, Behemoth, 2, Probabil, 5, Bo Rossa, 8. You're putting in Groundswell at $21. Mm-hmm. 9, which is ASAR, just a little
just
sentimental.
You don't have to put him
bet.
In if you don't want to.
And the 14... Who's the 14?
Dice roll.
Dice roll, yep, dice roll.
If I'm Thunderstruck gets in, goes without saying, you find a way to put him in.
Yep.
Because he's that freaky sort of horse.
All right, let's whip home with the last, the How Now Stakes, and this looks a tough, tough way to finish. It's $5 the field. Miss Albania comes out. Bella Nipotina is the favourite.
Yes. Typical mare's raffle, really, isn't it? Like, this is a really, really tough race to sort out, honestly. There's form lines coming from everywhere. It's a real head scratcher. Bonham is a serious mare. I would have liked to have seen a little bit of give in the ground for her. I just think she'll excel with a bit of toe in. Karma Lass definitely goes in the quaddie. The other ones I'm putting in are down towards the bottom. Malicorne, number 12. And number 13, Enchantingly, who comes from a bizarre form line, but is going really, really well. Won by 7.5 lengths last start.
Received a message from one of the part owners earlier in the week. Apologies if I've got your name wrong. there'll be plenty of Asahis if it wins. It's a brilliant story. They bought it Chris Waller, cheapest chips. They're confident it'll go well. They're living the dream. So good luck. Good luck to the team.
Look, it's a massive jump in class from a 60 and a 68 up to this, but I'm throwing it in the quarter.
All right, give me your numbers.
1, 2, 3, Bella Nipotina must go in. And then down the bottom, Malicorne and Enchantingly.
All right, give us those numbers. Malicorne, 12.
1, 2, 3, 12, 13.
So, 1, 2, 3, 12, 13 in the last. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be a quick look at the George Main, the shorts, and the best around Australia.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Friday Form Focus, let's quickly look at the Group 1, the George Main Stakes. Very elegant. It's hers to lose, isn't it, Shark? Would you take 220 very elegant?
Yes, I would take 220 very elegant. I would.
Any
I think
danger?
She'll be winning. I think she's the best horse in the country.
220 yesterday. She's now $1.90.
That's a bit short. Right. No, look, I'd still think she wins that race.
All right. Very elegant to win the George Main. Maybe throw it in a little weekend multi. Mm-hmm. The race of the day, without doubt, is the shorts. Nature Strip, Mask Crusader, Rothfire, Lost and Running, Eduardo, mm-hmm. Guitra. Mm-hmm. Which way are you going?
I'm going to run with Eduardo first up.
Eduardo, $8.
Yeah. He's a really good horse. Really good horse. And he can sit on Nature Strip and just apply that little bit of pressure. He's beaten him before. Eduardo for me.
Mask Crusader, how do you think he's going to go? Give him lots of speed. Giving him a big start.
There is lots of speed. Does he want to just go forward to 1,200 now? That would be my little concern. If he won, it would not shock me. He's a serious horse. This is a really good race. Really, really, really good race.
All right. Anything else catch your eye in Sydney?
In Sydney, yes, in the T-Rose. I think the fillies, it doesn't look like the strongest group of all time, but 4 moves ahead, didn't have a lot of luck last time. She's all class, likewise, was good late and was just snatched up late getting onto heels. I think She's All Class will run really well.
Okay. Now, let's get your best bets of the day. And you've got some confidence. You're unloading the truck at $8.50 early doors.
Yeah. Each way, Devout Hero is the best at Caulfield.
Devout Hero, the best at Caulfield. Is there any little filthy multi? We've got,
do you know what?
We've got one here saying, boys, I'm loving the show, but I've been missing the filthy multi. I need one. Anything from Friday throughout the weekend. What have we got?
Let's go. Devout Hero.
Anything at Geelong today?
Geelong Dogs. I like that contour. I'm running with that. So we're going to Devout Hero. First, we're going to the Geelong Dog Tip. Contour at Geelong. I can't remember the
tonight,
race.
Tonight, race two,
you
number
can find
one.
It. Race, right, find that one. Into Devout Hero. Into Nonconformist.
Yep.
Now, I need a bit of inside mail from you, my friend.
From me?
Well, I saw a market for the Brownlow dress. What colour dress? Jackie's wearing.
There is one of the corporates who has put a market up on what colour dress Jackie will wear on the Brownlow on Sunday night.
Do we know what it is?
I can't say much. But there has been a very...
I'm looking around here for clues. Is there any clues?
Heavily supported move in the market. So good luck to the punters out there. Good luck to everyone having a bet this weekend. Sharky, you enjoy it. We'll see you on Monday. Don't you go anywhere. We got more winners to come on this Friday. Geelong. That's up next.